咁我选读经文系希伯来书嘅第十章第二十六至三十一节，我哋会用广东话一齐去读，然后英文一齐读出。
Today's scripture reading is taken from Hebrews chapter 10, verses 26 to 31. We'll read this together, first in Chinese and English.
希伯来书第十章二十六至三十一节，我哋一齐去读。因为我们得知真道以后，若故意犯罪，赎罪的祭就再没有了。唯有在占据等候审判和那消灭众敌人的烈火，人干犯摩西的律法，凭两三个见证人，倘且不得连率而死。何况人践踏神的儿子，将那使圣城的约的血当作平常，又亵慢施恩的圣灵，你们想他要受的刑罚该怎样加重呢？因为我们知道谁说伸冤在我，我必报应，又说主要审判他的百姓，落在永生神的手里，真是可怕的。
Hebrews chapter 10 verses 26 to 31. For if we go on sinning deliberately after receiving the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins, but a fearful expectation of judgment and a fury of fire that will consume the adversaries. Anyone who has set aside the law of Moses dies without mercy on the evidence of two or three witnesses. How much worse punishment do you think will be deserved by the one who has trampled underfoot the Son of God and has profaned the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctioned? And he is outraged by the Spirit of grace. For we know him who said, Vengeance is mine, I will repay, and again the Lord will judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God.
今天很高兴我们有郑振元弟兄为我们去证道，题目是我们不会退缩的第二讲。
May God bless the reading and hearing of his words. Today's message is given by Brother Jin. The title is We Shall Not Shrink Back, Part 2.
Good morning, everyone. Good to see most of you guys. We have a full house today.
今天我们很多人，我们差不多坐满了。
Could we greet one another saying, Welcome to Grace Church?
我们都是让大家互相的去打个招呼，说我们欢迎大家一起来到。
Yeah, welcome everyone.
欢迎大家。
We have some of the new faces that I believe.But if I don't recognize you, please forgive me. Could we pray together before we begin? Let us pray. Dear God, you are so gracious that you have closed the distance, the gap between sinners like us and yourself, our holy Lord.
主，你是一个怜悯，你是一个恩典的主。你将我们在从中，我们你和我们当中的分隔，你将我们去拉近。
And it is your gift to understand what it means for you to come down on our level, finite level, to save us.
让我们是一个礼物，让我们去明白，去见到就话你是亲自来到地上去俾到我们去明白。
And we praise you and we worship you because all these people who are gathered this morning know your love you showed us in your Son. Allow us to love you evermore. And allow us to open our ears and hearts to receive what you have to say this morning.
And
I pray for the Holy Spirit to work in our hearts so that your word may not just be mere words, but would come as a conviction of our heart.
主，让我哋去打开你嘅心，让我哋嘅圣灵，让我哋同我哋说话，让我哋听嘅时候，唔单止系嗰啲说话，而系一个嘅信息，系留喺我哋嘅心中，去明白。
And I pray that you would walk us by your hand so that we would not turn away from faith, but we would move forward to closer to your presence evermore.
让我喺个天道当中，让我哋去懂得点样去携手同你一齐，去懂得嘅去跟从你，同埋系离开你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
咁祈祷奉靠主耶稣名字祈求， Amen.
Amen. So if you were here 2 weeks ago, we're in a second part of the 3 series. Called We Shall Not Shrink Back.
若然你係過去兩個星期同我一齊嘅時候，我哋係繼續嘅去講緊，我點樣唔會係去退縮。
And in today's passage is the second series of the 3 parts that primarily deals with a warning against turning away from faith.
今日呢個其實係個三部曲，嗰陣時咧係第二部，係講到就話我點樣唔好去退縮，點樣我哋唔好嘅去離開神。
Now, if you remember, the original audience of Hebrews were Israelite Christians who were scattered around the Middle East region because of a persecution they
received.
So the writer of the book is writing specifically for and to discouraged Christians who might have a possibility to turn away from the faith they profess.
所以你要記住話，今天早上所聽嘅道就講到話，呢一篇嘅經文係講到係俾咗呢度嘅當時嘅依班嘅以色列人，佢哋當時係信咗主，提升佢哋唔好信咗之後離開神。
I hope and I do believe the original recipient of this letter. None of them were under the judgment that today's passage is talking about.
我希望今天嘅早上，我哋所聽到道講嘅所講嘅説話，希望佢哋係聽得到之後，唔係離開神。
And I believe, and I pray that none of us in this room would be in a position to turn away from our profession of faith that God has given us in our month and our hearts.
今天嘅早上，我哋聽到嘅時候，之後我哋都要明白，我哋呢班係信咗人、信咗主嘅人，我哋都唔係話聽得到之後會係離開神。
And I want to begin by asking you this question.
所以今天早上我用開始嘅時候想問你一個問題。
How would you fight back the temptation of turning away from God?
今日早上想問你一個問題，就係話我係點樣去解決呢個問題？呢個問題就係話我點樣唔好去受到呢個試探，點樣去人生入邊點樣去面對人生嘅試探咧？
Let me rephrase that question. How would you fight back temptation to replace God with something else?
意思即係話，我係將我哋問題喺我哋自己嘅問題。 我點樣去人生入面嘅掙扎，點樣唔好將其他嘅嘢去取代神？
What I'm doing here is we're trying to understand the backdrop of the writer of the Hebrews of today's passage.
讓我哋今日早上去睇嘅時候，都睇到好似當時呢個嘅作者點樣去寫俾呢班嘅以色列嘅人，佢哋信咗嘅基督徒。
As we've seen 2 weeks ago in the first part of the series, the writer of Hebrews offered a further explanation of who Christ is and what he has done for sinners like us.
今天早上我提示我就是当时这个作者是写给这班的希伯来的基督徒，就告诉他们他所相信的这个神是哪一位的神，是做什么。
So to answer the question that I just asked you, how would you fight back the temptation? Number one, we can follow the paradigm that we have in Hebrews. We have to go back to Jesus Christ.
就話我人生入邊點樣去掙扎，點樣去對抗，唔好啊離開神。第一樣嘢就話我哋要靠近神。
Having a wrong understanding of who and what He has done, it gives us a huge disadvantage.
若然我哋唔係真係好懂得究竟呢個係邊一位嘅神，佢所做嘅乜嘢，若然我哋自己都唔認清楚嘅，我哋好容易係離開呢個神。
So the writer of the Hebrews from chapter 5 all the way to chapter 10 in Hebrews, he gives us that Jesus is the Son of God. He is the Son of God. And He is presented not just as the Son of God, but as a great high priest and perfect sacrifice for our sins.
所以在这个希伯来书的第五章至第十章里面很清楚讲到作者去解释这个耶稣他的这个神是哪一位，就是他是一个神，一个神的儿子，他不单只是神的儿子，他是一个 high priest， 也是他是入面一个的大祭司，也是他一个完全的牺牲。
大祭司
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Good pronunciation.
High priest.
So what he's doing is going back to the basic foundation of our confession.
所以就話去解釋翻呢個好基本嘅，我哋應該要熟悉嘅呢個嘅道。
And one implications of that is he accomplished. So Jesus, the Son of God, a great High Priest and a perfect sacrifice, has accomplished something that the old covenant people in the Old Testament could not accomplish.
所以耶穌基督嘅完全嘅犧牲係一個大祭司，佢所有嘅犧牲一次過嘅犧牲係解決咗喺舊約做唔到嘅一個嘅獻祭。
And verses 24 to 25, having that knowledge, of reminded of that foundation, taught us that Christians gathered together.
就話喺廿四至廿五節嘅當中就話，一班基督徒佢哋一齊嘅去聚集，點樣去崇拜。
So if some of you believe that Christianity is all about personal belief, if Christianity is all about personal devotion,and you're saved by faith, not by works. You stop there, then we're on a halfway.
啊，咁我哋若然我哋作為基督徒，你係相信嘅，信咗主係我自己個人嘅信仰，我係個人嘅學習，我係個人嘅操練，我自己我哋去搞掂啦。即係其實呢個係一半嘅啫。
At least according to the remedy that the writer of Hebrews offering is number one.Must be reminded of who Jesus and what He has done, and number two, must come together as Christians, a community of worshippers.
So, 希伯来书的作者所讲就系话，我哋作为基督徒嘅，我哋首先要知道耶稣基督系边一位，佢所做嘅工作。而第二嘅就系话，我哋需要嘅一班嘅基督徒，我哋应该有一个聚集，我哋一齐嘅有崇拜。
So, and then after that, guess what happened? There's the three.Let us do this together. Exhortation that follows from verse 22 to 24.
而之喺廿二至廿四节嗰个当中去讲解就话，我哋作为基督徒嘅，我哋一班人，我哋需要自己去知道耶稣基督系边一位，佢所做工作。而第二就话，我哋需要一齐嘅做啲乜嘢咧
？So knowing who Christ is and what He has done for my sin is the first step.Second step is the people who know the truth would gather together and encourage one another, stirring up one another for love and good works.
而第二就话，作为基督徒嘅，我哋一齐嘅应该有一个生活，一齐嘅聚集，我哋一齐嘅鼓励，一齐去做工作。
And the third part is, so what? Okay, we know who Christ is, what He has done. We have gathered to worship Him with out of pure hearts. Well, now what? Well.The author of Hebrews says, "Let us draw near to God together."
啊，我哋第一日就话我知道耶稣基督系边一位，佢做工作。第二嘅就话我哋一齐去有崇拜，一齐嘅生活。而第三嘅做乜嘢啊？我哋一齐嘅更加靠近佢。
And together, let us hold the confession of faith we received when God first touched our hearts.
而我哋一齐做乜嘢啊？我哋一齐嘅去学习。就點樣去人神，點樣去揸緊我哋嘅心，我哋有呢個嘅悔改。
You know, heat is a kinetic energy, right?
你知道就係熱咧，就係一個動力。
God's love is the most powerful kinetic energy you could ever imagine.
但其實知唔知神嘅愛係一個最大嘅一個動力。
So if you were to receive God's love in your heart, in your mind, in your body, and yet you're not moved by it, there's something wrong with it.
所以若然你又知道明白神係一個最大嘅動力，如果動力若然你唔係一個推使另一個嘅，呢個動力就唔會有一個繼續嘅延續。
In other words, what I'm saying is what we have received vertically in our new relationship with God would have to speak to other people, would have to overflow our finite vessel of grace to the people around us so that we would go and share and stir up one another and encourage one another. And that's the proper response to understanding who Christ is and what he has done for us.
所以我们作为基督徒，我们是从上的这个大的推动力 去让我们明白我们这个主是哪一位他所做的一切，让我们知道有一个动力之后，我们去向环就是跟大家一起的有一个的崇拜，一起 的聚集，一起的工作，让我们互相的去鼓励，互相的去摩擦。
So once again, this is an optimistic way of encouraging dissipated Christians in this regionat the time under persecution to come together, do not lose faith, and let us not shrink back.
所以就話喺當時依個嘅經文就所講就話，當時依班嘅以色列人依個嘅喺希伯來嘅地方，佢哋咧就係一齊嘅去學習，讓佢哋唔好係去退縮，去離開住。
But in today's passage, we're seeing the pessimistic way of encouraging Christians to not turn away from.
我哋即係今天嘅早上，我哋去睇就話點樣去正確嘅面對，我哋唔好去退縮，我哋去離開住。
And today's passage, we read one of the most dreadful, one of the most fearful warnings against those who turn away from God that we can find in the book of Hebrews.
而喺個希伯來書嘅當中，我哋今天早上去睇就話，我哋睇到一個好重大嘅依個嘅警告。
And turning away from God is inappropriate response compared to the appropriate response we received in previous passage.
就话呢个警告就系话我哋会唔会系离开神啊？呢个唔应该有嘅，唔应该唔恰当嘅一个回应。
Those who persist in sin and refuse God's Son cannot receive forgiveness.
就話一個人若然佢係延續嘅去刻意嘅去犯罪，佢係唔去接受耶穌基督嘅，佢哋會係犯罪。
And those who, you know, have you read Pilgrim's Progress? Yeah, some of you. Yes, in the Pilgrim's Progress, there are a few others. I don't recall the name, but a few others who want to enter the kingdom of God by jumping over the fence, not going through the entrance that is prepared.
啊，有人睇到 Pilgrim Progress 嗰度咧，問啲乜嘢？啊？哦，先到歷程。啊，就講到咧點樣人咧去應該去個 gate 嗰度入嘅，但係咧人咧就好緊張，就要憑過嗰啲嘅欄去過。
And even though they, you know, cross the fence and enter the kingdom of heaven, in a wrong way, not the right path, they get kicked out later.
話喺先到歷程當中咧，有一班人咧，佢哋咧去跨過個欄咧，去入依個地方。但係咧，正確嘅道路咧係應該依條路一齊去入。
Those who cannot receive forgiveness in and through Jesus Christ by faith alone would rather receive judgment.
既然係唔係去相信耶穌基督嘅，去相信耶穌基督所工作而入依條路嘅，佢哋最後嘅結果就係反而去接受依個嘅審判。
For those who do not have this forgiveness in their soul, all they have is fearful expectation of judgment and furious fire that will consume God's enemies.
既然他们心中里面是没有一个正确的，他们是相信耶稣基督 的牺牲，和相信主耶稣基督他所做的工作，去得到这个警告，就是说他们会受到这个的惩罚。
So, technically speaking, you know, in the three steps, knowing Christ and coming together as a sacred worshippers and to drawing closer to God, in these three steps, The improper response messes with the last step.
就話我哋有三個步驟，就話我首先要知道耶穌基督佢係邊一位，佢嘅工作；而第二嘅就話我哋一齊嘅去靠近主，我哋有哋一齊嘅有個團契，而一齊團契之後，第三步就話我哋係一齊嘅去靠近主，而我哋嘅回應係應該回應就話我哋繼續嘅去跟隨。但若然你唔係咁做嘅時候，呢個就係個警告，你就會受到嘅審判。
As we'll see shortly, they have those who turn away from faith. They have received the knowledge of truth.They come together to worship God at some point, and yet they keep on going deliberately committing sin, rather than drawing near to God and stirring up one another who are sinning.
So, 今天早上我睇个经文嘅当中就讲解，就话当时有啲人就系话，佢哋去明白呢个耶稣基督佢做嘅工作，但系佢哋一齐嘅系有个生活，但佢哋冇一齐嘅系去。融洽的去生活，冇一齐嘅去工作，而反而嘅去犯，继续嘅去犯罪。而如果系咁嘅时候，你就会离开神。
In verse 26, it goes like this: For if we go on sinning deliberately after receiving the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins.
在第26節他說，因為我們知道了真理以後，若仍然故意犯罪，就再沒有贖罪祭了。
If we go on sinning deliberately means, in other words, there are kinds of sins that we commit eyes open.
所說的就是，若然你是刻意的去犯罪，就是說這是明知故犯。
And deliberately, this wordis actually an emphatic word. So in the Greek original Bible, in Hebrews, it doesn't begin with for if, yada, yada, yada. It begins with deliberately if we go on sinning.
这个所讲的这个刻意意思，就是说这个是明知道的，你而反而继续都是去做。
Even at that time, in this first century, and even today, there are people who receive the knowledge of truth as mere knowledge of truth.And they keep on sinning, after sinning, and after sinning.
而當時嘅第一世紀嘅時間，亦都係現今嘅世紀嘅時間一樣，佢哋係明白依個真道，但仍然嘅係明知故犯，繼續嘅刻意嘅去犯罪。
And the writer of the Hebrews telling those people, because they consider them as one of them, because we said, for if we go on sinning, right? Not if you go on sinning.
而作者所講嘅話，佢唔係話只係話俾佢哋知，佢話。若然我哋若然係明白依個真道，我哋明白嘅，但係我哋仍然我哋去繼續犯罪。
If we go on sinning, there's consequences to that, brothers and sisters.
所以話弟兄姊妹，若然我哋一齊嘅，仍然嘅，我哋相信係主，但係我仍然嘅係繼續嘅犯罪，我哋會係跌倒。
The writer of the Hebrews of today's passage is communicating.Truth in bi-directional way.
咁點解佢當時嘅呢個作者係從呢個嘅希伯來嘅門徒信徒去講嘅時候，係互相嘅係一個嘅有一個聯絡。
We are all accountable to one another.
係我哋一齊嘅，唔單止我同你講，我哋一齊話俾你知嘅時候，我同你都要去互相嘅去扶持，互相嘅去鼓勵。
So the teachings and exhortation is not just a one-way thing, but it's a two-way thing.
佢當時嘅作者話俾依班嘅希伯來嘅信徒嘅時候，唔單止係話俾佢知，佢亦都話佢自己都要講，我哋一齊嘅要一齊點樣去做。
And this warning isn't the only one that is being received by the recipient of the letter.
而依個所講嘅，若然你唔係咁做嘅時候，會有一個警告。依個警告唔單止話俾當時嘅依個嘅希伯來嘅人，而佢自己都要去明白。
And when I read this passage, it's really I get scared because warning is received after the knowledge of truth is received.
而所講嘅當時佢寫去睇依個經文嘅時候，佢自己睇就話。这个警告是为什么这么可怕，就告诉你，不单止说我们 是为什么这么可怕，就是说当我们去相信了，当我们去明白了这个真理的时候， 我哋仍然嘅去犯罪。
If you increase in knowledge of God, then the responsibility will increase.
啊，如果你若然係更加去認識主嘅道嘅時候，你呢個責任你更加嘅大。
The teachers of the Bible are more prone to receive criticism.
所以作為牧者嘅更加或者傳道嘅更加係受到呢個嘅警告，我哋點樣嘅要同人哋去傳道。
And elders and the older Christians in the church would not just drink milk, but they must have the ability to chew the solid food of the Bible.
所以作為一個基督徒嘅或者係喺教會當中嘅長老，當我哋去繼續去學習主嘅道嘅時候，讓我哋唔單止只好似去飲奶，去我哋要食，我哋要每個基督徒要繼續去成長。
Knowing all of that.Yet, people sometimes deliberately, intentionally, willfully commit sins.
而當人你嘅基督徒佢相信咗主之後，佢知道呢個真道之後，但係佢仍然嘅去刻意嘅犯罪。
People think that once we are saved by grace in Christ through faith, our life will be perfect, and there will be no signs of sin whatsoever.
有啲人會覺得就話，當一個基督徒佢相信主之後，佢會變成一個好完全、好完美嘅人，係唔會再有犯罪。
This is not true.
但呢個唔係真嘅。
You guys can agree.
我相信你都會去贊同呢個意思、呢個嘅講解。
We struggle with sin every day.
我哋作為基督徒嘅，我每天每日嘅都係喺罪嘅當中去掙扎。
But let me tell you and encourage you that struggle in itself is a sign.That we are saved.
所以話，若然你係一個基督徒，若然雖然你係一個犯罪，但若然你係個犯罪當中，你係當中覺得心裏邊有掙扎嘅時候，你呢個掙扎其實係代表咗你係已經被神去你係被呢個被神去拯救。
What I'm saying is, if you're not saved, you wouldn't struggle and fight back against sin.
咁啊，若然你唔係真係相信主嘅時候，你犯罪，你自己內心入邊唔會有一個罪疚感。
In fact, you don't even have an option to fight back.
若然你未，如果真系你唔系相信主嘅时候，你唔会觉得你需要去呢个挣扎。
You are not able not to sin.
我一个人若然未相信主嘅时候，佢唔会话觉得有问题嘅犯罪。
But once you're saved, you are able not to sin.
但系当你信咗主之后，你会觉得呢个心中边有挣扎，点解我会再犯罪呢？
That does not mean that you are not able to sin. You are able not to sin.
我哋其實係我作為基督徒，我哋可以唔犯罪。
The ability to say no and reject sin deliberately is what we want to see, rather than deliberately we're saying yes to sin.
我作為基督徒嘅，我哋係有個選擇，我哋有一個能力，我哋選擇去刻意唔去犯罪。
This is a gift we receive from God.
因為其實我哋有一個能力，我哋唔好去犯罪，呢個係神主俾我哋呢個嘅禮物。
There will be some who would go on to deliberately sin.
係有啲人係會係好刻意嘅去專係犯罪。
But if you see that person, you must be deliberately catch him and bring him back.
例如你係見到一個咁嘅弟兄姊妹嘅時候，你應該要刻意嘅同呢個弟兄姊妹去講。
That's what the Christian communities and encouragement and stirring up one another would look like.
因為就話我作為基督徒嘅，我哋基督徒嘅生命，我哋基督徒嘅生活，就點樣互相嘅去扶持，互相嘅去幫助。
That is an action of someone who has grasped the truth of God the Son.
如果有咁嘅生活嘅時候，就係話我哋基督徒，我哋一齊嘅有一個成長。
Guys, let us not deliberately go on sinning, but let us.Deliberately say no to sin.
用我哋嘅一切嘅刻意嘅唔好去犯罪，我哋刻意嘅去悔改。
But if we go on, right? Let's for the sake of the argument, if we go on to say yes deliberately to sinning, what we are doing is this.
既然我哋真系好刻意嘅继续仍然去犯罪。
We're deliberately rejecting Christ.
其实系即系话我哋刻意嘅去拒绝神呢一个嘅信息。
We're deliberately saying, "Nope, Jesus did not die for me."
即系话我哋刻意嘅去讲，就话耶稣基督佢冇为到我生命而去死。
The historicity of Jesus' death and resurrection is not true.
我哋刻意嘅否认耶稣基督嘅系边一位，同埋刻意嘅否认耶稣基督嘅工作。
The implications of those who said, "I will deliberately sin," and you can imagine, you can probably think if there are any person who would say that, yes, there is. What he is doing is he's rejecting the uniqueness of Christ's sacrifice.
作为一个人，若然系刻意嘅去犯罪，刻意嘅去否认耶稣基督工作，同埋佢系边一位？这个人会跌倒。
And we're left without any adequate sacrifice, no longer to cleanse us from our sins.
这个若然是刻意这样做的时候，耶稣基督的牺牲这个工作没临到他的生命当中。
But I want to be clear, your deliberate action does not change the factuality of Christ's redemption.
虽然我们作为一位爱人，我们去刻意的否认耶稣基督的工作，耶稣基督的是哪一位？
What Christ has done does not change whether we believe it or not.
虽然我哋去否认，但唔代表耶稣基督系唔系呢个神，佢嘅工作系实在嘅。
So in that sense, even sinners go on to sin deliberately. What we're saying is that we're not saying that the fact that Christ has done for sinners are nullified.
虽然我哋系刻意嘅去犯罪，我哋刻意嘅去离开神，但唔代表咗呢一个耶稣基督佢边一位同埋佢所有工作系假嘅。
For this reason, we can say that the gift of salvation is not a production of our emotions, or it's not a production of our understanding or knowledge, but it is gift from God.
我们的生命应该有这个成长。
That's it? Okay. what it is that we would be living under the old covenant still. We would be living under the old covenant.Of perfect and perfect obedience to receive that eternal life.
因为若然你系咁嘅生命嘅时候，你仍然嘅其实系活着一个旧约嘅一个生命，就要靠住一个完美嘅生命去先至能够得救。
But we're not in the old covenant anymore, people.
但系我哋作为基督徒嘅，我哋唔系已经， not, 我哋唔系继续系活着一个旧约嘅时间。
Do not be those Israelites who just came out of Egypt saying, "Oh, we want to go back because the life back there was much better than now."
我做基督徒嘅唔系好似旧约当中嗰时嘅以色列人啊！我唔想去辛苦啊！我哋要去宁愿翻翻去作为奴隶喺个埃及当中。
Just do not profane the blood of the covenant。
啊，我哋唔想嘅去辛苦嘅跟随神。
In Christ, you are a new creation. Don't go back. Why would you go back? Go forward. Go closer to God together.
啊，我哋一个基督徒，我哋系被神嘅耶稣基督嘅血去拯救，我哋唔好去退缩，我哋应该向前行。
Don't shrink back, but move forward. Make that leap.
就话我哋唔好去退缩去，我哋应该去向前行。我哋要相信去帮助别人相信。
We are not chickens. We have received the spirit of boldness, not spirit of timidity.
我哋唔好去退缩，我哋唔好去细胆，我哋应该系勇敢嘅向前。
Fight against sin until you bleed.
我们应该去挣扎，我们应该去对抗这个犯罪。
To that face of Satan, say no. You do not have power over me anymore.
我们要去挣扎，我们要去同这个撒旦去对抗，我们要说我罪不可以去捆绑我。
I am a Christian.
就说我是一个基督徒。
And I hope that's the confidence that we have when we talk about it.When we are reminded of who Jesus is and what He has done for us.
所以当我哋去认识耶稣基督，我哋去记得我哋去提醒耶稣基督边一位同埋仲有工作，我希望大家都系一齐咁样。
For those who are depraved of sacrifice for sins, the sacrifice of sin would not have that confidence.
若然我哋活着呢个旧约嘅时间，系只系靠住呢个嘅献祭去帮助我哋嘅。这一种的旧约的方法是帮不到我们的。
Allegorically speaking, it wouldn't be a spirit of bold anymore, but rather a person would be possessing the spirit of timidity.
所以我们不可以靠着我们的行为而去这个得救，我们不可以靠着我们能够希望继续的去完全 去得救，我们要靠着。
And verse 27 says this, a fearful expectation of judgment,and a fury of fire that will consume the adversaries.
唯有戰具等候審判和那消滅眾敵人的烈火。
Rather than boldly marching like a soldier for Christ, this person who is depraved of the sacrifice of sin, fearful and expecting judgment that will come.
就話我哋要去勇敢嘅去面對我哋向前行，唔係因為唔係啊，就係會俾佢烈火去消滅。
And this guy is trembling in fear.
用我哋唔好嘅去退縮，我哋去退步，而反而喺呢個戰驚，我哋去驚。
Those who has those who have the knowledge of the truth of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and still deliberately sin after sin and commit sinning every day can only produce a fearful expectations of judgment that is to come.
所以我哋作為基督徒，若然只係話頭腦上去相信，去得到呢個神嘅知識，但係我哋仍然嘅內，我哋仍然嘅行為上繼續嘅犯罪嘅時候。
And his soul's and the sense of guilt will consume him up like a fury of fire, striking terror in his core, in his thoughts, and in his feelings.
And
what is happening here is the when Holy God draw nearest to us, His holiness will be magnified and bring forward our hidden sin, the hidden sin that no one knows.
若然我们跟随主的时候，主耶稣基督的工作，祂的完全的牺牲，能够去遮盖了我们所有的罪。
And His just a sense of presence, His holiness, His love, and His justice will consume our senses if you're not hidden behind the cross.
所以我们去认识主耶稣基督的，我们是知道祂所做的工作，祂的牺牲，我们会被祂遮盖。
There are two things I want to say. Everyone will face that last day where you have to stand before God.
我作为每一个人，我们最后都要去最后的审判。
And second, not everyone will receive the sense of guilt and fire and fear, but only those who are receiving the grace of God.
不是每一个人都会有这个觉得，有这个恐惧，会得罪神。除非你是相信主，你才会觉得有这个罪疚感。
Are you still hiding behind your sin?
你是不是仍然去犯罪，去怕被人见到呢？
Or are you hiding your sin?
其实，定是说你只是躲藏在你自己所做的不对的事当中？
That cannot save you.
你只是躲起来， 不去面对我所做错的事的时候，
so you must be wise what you're going to hide behind.
所以我们要去看清楚我内心里面，我们究竟我们其实想隐藏些什么呢？
Before the throne of God on that last day, He will judge.
在最后的审判，耶稣基督会看到我们所隐藏的。
And He will judge not only His people, but everyone else who are not chosen.
耶稣基督最后的审判的时候，他会审判所有的人，所有的信他的，相信他的人，神是会审判。
And on that day, if you are hiding behind your sins and behind your success and your endeavors, please don't.
若然你只是说去隐藏在你自己的成功，或者隐藏在你自己的失败，或者隐藏在你自己所做的一切的不对的时候，或者没有去悔改的时候。
最后的结果，是很惨。Encourage you, the only thing that can make you stand before God without fearful judgment, fiery fire, is cross of Jesus.
所以我作为一个基督徒，我作为人，若然你想去唔好去面对呢个最后嘅审判，呢个嘅烈火，唯一嘅方法就系相信主耶稣基督。
If you cannot believe that today, just know the fact that only Jesus can save you from the wrath of God.
若然你仲未相信的时候，用我都系简简讲俾你知，唯有一个方法，你点样去离开呢一个嘅烈火，呢个最后嘅审判，就要单靠主耶稣基督。
And if you want to ask me how that is possible, then please come and talk to me after the service. I would love to sit down with you and explain all to you.
若然你想更加去认识嘅话，我点样去认识主耶稣基督时候之后，我哋就可以离开呢个最后审判嘅烈火。 如果你有这个问题的时候，你想更加清楚的，你可以来找我，我更加会讲解给你知。
In verse 28 and 29 is the a further explanation and encouragement not to rest your faith on the things that will go away. It says this, anyone who has set aside the law of Moses dies without mercy on the evidence of two or three witnesses. How much worse punishment do you think will be deserved by the one who has trampled underfoot the Son of God and has profaned the blood of the covenant by which he has sanctified and he was and has outraged the Spirit of grace?
我们作为人，我们唔好去点样讲，你话我作为人唔好去单靠呢啲可以扭坏、可以坏嘅嘢，我哋要单靠呢个神系不会扭坏嘅。就好似喺第28同29节当中讲嘅话，凡光犯摩西的律法，凭两三个见证人尚且不得连率而死，况且人践踏神的儿子，将那些他神圣之约的血当作平常，又亵慢施恩的圣灵，你们想，他要受的刑罚，该怎样加重呢？
You know, New Testament does not make sense on its own. The book of New Testament, 27 books in the New Testament, does not make sense. It doesn't make any sense without the Old Testament.
若然你只是睇个新约嘅时候，你唔去睇旧约，其实你觉得呢样嘢好似唔合，即系唔make sense嘅呢样嘢。
In today's passage, the writer is not just giving his own ideas of what a new covenant look like.
作者喺希伯来书所讲嘅说话，唔单止去讲，即系唔单止系讲当时嘅说话，而点样去提翻旧约嘅时间。
And he's not just making up some stuff for people to stay in faith and not turn away from God.
佢所讲嘅说话唔系话咧，佢一个新嘅呢个意思，要啲人咧，要去跟随耶稣基督，唔好咧去退缩。
He's basing his argument on the foundation of the Old Testament.
当时的作者他所讲的说话，其实是基于旧约的信息。
He says, the Mosaic Law, the five books of the Moses, which could not save the people of Israel in itself from sin permanently, it had penalty for those who disobey. And they would die without mercy on the evidence of two or three people. If that is true in the Old Testament, the New Testament is greater.
在摩西律法当中所讲的话，这律法不能够帮助当时以色列人去得到一个拯救。他讲的就话，若然有人去犯罪，有两三个人去见证的时候，他们会受到一个惩罚。Now,
the Old Covenant is not replaced by the New, but it is built upon. It's a progression.
新約不是說去取代一個舊約，而新約其實是基於一個舊約的信息，而是更加的讓人去，更加表達，讓人去明白。
And you've heard me speaking, what is hidden in the Old Testament is now revealed in the New Testament.
在舊約所說的說話，在新約當中更加的表明，讓人去明白。
So what has been given by God in a small portion, it kind of builds up upon it as the time progresses, as we wait Christ's return, and has a fuller manifestation of what has been given.
So in the Old Testament, the words of the Lord, after many years of time, in the New Testament, it is more clearly explained, more clearly explained, more clearly known.
You know, maybe those of you who are new to the Presbyterian Church in America, we only ordain male pastors.
若然你是跟长老会不是很熟悉的时候，我想讲解俾你知，长老会的我哋只是会去安立男人去作为牧师。
And good way to understand that. I'm not saying that females are inferior to males in the Presbyterian Church in America, but what we are saying is females are to exercise leadership, females are to teach, exhort, pray, and help with service and edifying the church. But only to the level of a non-ordained male.
我所讲嘅，我长老会唔会有安立女士成为牧者，唔系话代表咗女士唔好。喺女士嘅当中，喺长老会嘅当中，佢哋都有好多嘅责任。佢哋有譬如话有喺教会当中可以做教，都可以去讲教导啊，帮助mercy啊，好多唔同嘅教会当中嘅工作，佢哋可以去做。
And one way for me to understand or view this points, and that helped me a lot to understand biblically is how church represents, how our household represents the church.
让我怎样去学习这个意思呢，就是说，他们看到就是说，教会就好像一个家庭当中。
To become a pastor in PCA, Presbyterian Church in America, there is a list of qualifications that the Bible gives us in
1 Timothy 3:16.
And that qualification includes managing one's household well.
就讲就话，若然佢要成为一个牧者嘅时候喺教会当中，佢需要喺家庭入边当中都要去成为一个领袖。
Now, when God created Adam and Eve and made a first family of history of mankind,
当神去创造人之后，有阿当和阿娃。
God has given the responsibility and federal headship to Adam, not Eve.
神是给到阿当有一个责任，在家庭当中怎么去管理，不是给到阿娃。
And therefore, when Eve first took the bite and gave to Adam, God did not come directly to Eve asking for your responsibility of your sin, but he actually went to Adam and asking for his responsibility as a representative of the household.
所以当时阿当阿娃犯罪的时候，是一个苹果。神去当时同佢哋对质嘅时候，唔系话直接嘅同阿娃讲乜嘢，而系同阿当讲，你应该点解有咁嘅事嘅发生，系因为阿当系当时喺家庭当中系一个领袖。
And Apostle Paul reminds us in Ephesians, this is the paradigm of a household, a marriage that represents the relationship between Christ and the church.
而在以弗所书，保罗都讲啊，就话一个作为家庭当中丈夫系一个家庭嘅领袖，点样去管理？
When the church made a mistake by sinning against God, it was Christ who took our responsibility of sin.
而教会当中，都系譬如话有一个嘅有犯罪，牧者点样去管理？
In a household, if a child or a wife commit a sin or make a mistake, then it is the responsibility of father, the head of the household, that will take on before the presence of God. And that's the paradigm that God has structured. Not in an inferior way, but in a complementary way.
而在我作为家庭当中，我常常都会看到，在家庭当中，就算是子女或者妻子有什么做错时候，也都是父之过，是一个丈夫的责任。
And for that reason, for that paradigm, if household represents the relationship between church and Christ, then the way that church needs to be structured must represent or resemble what a household should what a household structure look like.
所以一个作为教会嘅，都系基于一个好似家庭嘅一个结构一样。
For this reason, what happens in the household will appear in the church, the community that we're in, and every week.
所以家庭嘅当中嘅结构，亦都系代表咗我哋喺教会当中嘅结构一样。
And that is a healthy way of communicating and healthy way of maintaining a community of believers. That what happens in the household would have an impact on their Christian life as a community of believers.
所以在家庭当中，有人有点样嘅问题当中，亦都好似代表咗教会，好似家庭一样。
And that is why for day one to day six, we are moving and eating and sleeping and working towards that one Sabbath day where we will rest from all of that to come and enjoy the things that God has created in our rest.
所以喺家好似教会都喺家庭当中一样，我哋有一至六嘅星期时间，我哋家庭当中嘅工作，而最后第七日嘅我哋有安息，我哋嚟到呢个大家庭嘅当中教会当中一齐学习。
And I could say more on to why, if this doesn't persuade you that the YPCA has chosen the male pastors over females, then you can come and talk to me after the service. I can talk to you and pray for you and whatnot. But what I'm trying to say is the writer of the Hebrews in this path, today's passage is basing his argument on a law that God has given to the Israelites and the building upon that into the life of Christian community.
如果你更加想去认识究竟长老会点解选择男性去成为一个牧者嘅，你想更加清楚嘅，你可以嚟揾我。但系呢个最终嘅最后讲就话，我哋所学习嘅亦都系讲到就话新约所讲嘅说话，当时作者所讲嘅说话，系基于其实喺旧约当中所讲嘅摩西嘅律法，而之后多年嘅继续嘅时间去学习，系基于旧约嘅时间。
And if this deliberate and willful ignorance of law of Moses, right, in the Old Covenant, had its own punishment, which is death, how much worse punishment do you think will be deserved by the one who has trampled underfoot the Son of God?
所以我们看旧约的时候，若然有两三个人有见证，佢哋最后嘅审判就系死。而更加喺新约嘅时候，若然人系真系知道呢个唔单止系一个旧约，而系认识耶稣基督，佢系仍然喺犯罪嘅时候，呢个审判系更加大。
Even in the Old Covenant, a person who intentionally rejects to obey the Ten Commandments received no mercy, only death was remaining for him. Then how much more in a greater and a newer covenant under the grace of God, which was accomplished by the blood of Christ, how much more would it be worse to receive that punishment?
所以在舊約當中十戒，若然人去犯呢十戒時候，佢哋會受到嘅審判就係去死。而新約嘅時候，呢個唔單止係十戒，你係相信主耶穌基督係邊一位，佢所做嘅工作，而仍然繼續嘅犯罪嘅時候，呢一個嘅死亡會更加嘅大。
But to be fair, he says, at the testimony of two or three witnesses, because there is a chance that we are not perfect judge, and we do not know that everything that they were going through.
在舊約時候，當中若然人去犯罪嘅時候，要需要兩三個人作為見證，要去審判，先至可以去判呢個人係有罪定無罪。
And these witnesses were there to ensure that no one was put to death incorrectly, falsely. Second, his or her willfulness and deliberateness, or even determination to sin against God, was manifested.
So in the Old Testament, you need 2-3 people to witness to judge this person is guilty.
So think of it like this: you have your friends next to you, you have your brothers and sisters in Christ, your parents, your friends, or your pastor, whoever. They are next to you, but you still deliberately, willfully commit sin. You choose to go that route. That's what they are talking about here.
当中所讲的是，就话当时喺一个大家一齐嘅心目嘅时候，坐喺佢隔篱嘅可能系一个系佢嘅亲人，坐喺佢隔篱嘅可能系佢嘅朋友，但系仍然嘅去，虽然系相信主耶稣基督，佢仍然嘅去选择去犯罪。
First, they try to stop you from going away from the faith.
第一样嘢做嘅就系话，去唔好俾佢跌倒。
Perhaps they are trying to help you to not shrink back and remain in the faith, but you are deliberately ignoring them and walking your path.
让人作为弟兄姊妹嘅，我哋要去帮助对方，让佢唔好去跌倒，更加去犯罪。
And to go one step further than that, if you are deliberately sinning, even though you are receiving that help not to do it, you're not actually rejecting that person, but you're rejecting Jesus.
So, if you are,
Because how do we know this? In the Old Testament, when you are disobeying the Ten Commandments, you're not disobeying Moses, but Moses was just a man who God used to give the law to the people of Israel. So you're actually going back against God, rebelling God.
在舊約嘅時間，你讓人去犯罪嘅時候，去犯十戒嘅罪，佢唔係只係去犯摩西嘅律法，而係反而去犯咗神俾佢哋嘅律法，佢哋係犯罪喺神當中。
In the same way, we now have a New Testament called the Book of Hebrews. The Book of Hebrews teaches us there is a warning, and if you deliberately go on sinning, then you are left without any sacrifices for your sin. Therefore, if you disobey, or if you disbelieve Book of Hebrews in today's passage, and you keep on going, you keep on sinning, then what you're doing is you're not just denying the truthfulness of the scripture, but you're rebelling against God.
So in that time, when people go to sin, they don't just leave God, 去对抗神，好似我哋当时而家嘅时间，我哋所相信咗主，我哋仍然嘅去离开仍然嘅去犯罪，我哋所犯嘅唔单止系个罪，我哋系离开神，我哋唔相信呢个信息，我哋唔相信主。
You're not just disagreeing with the author of the book, but what you're doing is verse 29 says you're trampling underfoot the Son of God. You're trampling the Son of God, and you are profaning the blood of covenant that.That Jesus was sanctified and has arranged this spirit of grace. So it's a Trinitarian rebellion against God if you keep on going, if you keep on willfully sin against against God.
所以若然我哋作为基督徒嘅，我哋相信有主，但系我哋仍然嘅刻意嘅犯罪嘅时候，我哋唔单止系唔相信呢个信息，我哋反而系真系得罪呢个神，我哋离开神。
Now this warning has been placed in this specific location.The book of Hebrews, not to just discourage us, but to encourage us not to shrink back.
在当时这个的这个这本的书卷他所讲的，在这班在希伯来的基督徒所讲的说话，不是跟他们讲这班的 说话的时候，不是说去不鼓励他们，而反而是鼓励我们，我们不要去退缩。
It is there to encourage you, not to discourage you.
这篇的信息不是说 去令到你颓丧，反而是鼓励你不要去退缩。
In verse 30 and 31 says this, Because for we know him who said, Vengeance is mine, I will repay. And again, the Lord will judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God.
在第30和31节讲到说，因为我们知道他说伸冤在我，我会报应，我会报答的。再说一次，主的审判在主必审判他的子民，落入永生神手中是一件可怕的事。
How do we know this is not just a warning of discouragement, but a warning of encouragement? Up to verse 30, we're focusing on the recipient of the warning, but from 30 to 31, we're focusing on the judge, the nature, character of the person.Giving the warning.
他所当时讲这个说话，在提过在三十节之前所讲的说话，是对着听那班人去讲。若然你不是这样做的时候，你就得到这个审判。在三十至三十一节开始了，就一个所讲的说话，就是让我们去看回究竟是神他的说话是什么，神是会怎样去做。
The people will think that God is not fair to send some people to hell and send someone to eternal life.
因为人会觉得就说神不公平，为什么会有些人会落地狱，有些人可以上天堂。
But that person may not probably have the understanding of their own sin.
但是其实那些人其实不能够明白他做自己所犯的罪。
And that person and the person who agrees with that person would often think that our spiritual journey, our Christian life here on earth, is about their salvation.
有些人会觉得就话，有基督徒就觉得就话，我最要睇要我嘅宿命嘅经历。
They forgot two things. One, salvation is not theirs. Salvation is the Lord's.
佢明白就话，这个嘅救恩系神所赐嘅。
So the person who is going to judge the whole world at the last day, says salvation belongs to me, not to you.
这个救恩，这个救赎是神所赐给我们的。
He has the power to save, give a life, and at the same time, on the other hand, what we are seeing here is that he is judge of his people, meaning not only salvation, but vengeance and judgment, eternal torment of fire, all of them belong to the Lord.
我所讲的就是说，这个审判是神所赐，但在审判的当中，对面的就是都是一个审判。若然你不去相信主的时候，你是离开神的时候，他最后的是得到一个审判，最后要得到一个最后的死亡。
Brothers, knowing what Christ has done to save you guys, and knowing the judge who has the power to save, who has the power to judge, we shall not shrink back.
所以说我们若然是相信这个真道，我们知道有这个神的工作，他是他的救恩，他的所做的事，所以我让我们不要去退缩。
We shall not shrink back.After knowing all of that, we are not alone, but we are in a community of brothers and sisters of Christ.
所以我作为基督徒的，我们不单止是自己一个的相信，我们是一个弟兄姊妹，让我们一起的成长，不要去退缩。
In ups and downs of our spiritual journey, we have community of brothers and sisters who would come and stand before the throne of grace of the last day.
我哋作為弟兄姊妹嘅，我哋最終一齊嘅，去喺神嘅寶座前面一齊嘅面對。
And we must make sure our brothers and sisters in arms are not counting or standing or depending on something that it will be swept away by the waves of trials.
所以我作為弟兄姊妹講，應該互相嘅扶持，唔好讓到弟兄姊妹有跌倒，讓佢哋咧只係扶持一啲可扭壞嘅嘢。
And that is what the writer of the Hebrews is doing. Guys, there is a good way of persuading and encouraging you, but there's also a pessimistic way to encourage that we shall not lose faith.
所以當時嘅作者同我哋講就話，係我同我哋從一傳嘅福音時候，弟兄姊妹應該一齊，係我哋去有鼓勵性嘅，我哋有知道呢個救恩係俾到我哋嘅，但係都我哋要去明白，我哋要去明白就話，若然我哋唔去跟從主嘅時候，係會有一個審判。
Yes, truth sometimes hurts.
It may pierce your heart.
It may pierce. It may destroy what we've been holding on to.
相信呢個真理會讓到我哋可能有時覺得好傷痛，因為咧我係想揸緊我係想要嘅嘢。
But it hurts to mortify the root of that sin.
因為其實我哋需要去面對我哋內心入邊呢個罪根。
But it must be mortified.
我需要嘅係將呢個罪根去攞走。
In prayers and in our confession, we ought to draw near to God in a proper response to knowing what Christ has done and who He is.
所以我作為基督徒嘅，我需要嘅面對呢個罪根，我哋一齊嘅，而家就一齊有呢個同全體嘅生活，一齊去面對成長。
Let us not shrink back, but let us move forward and draw closer to God together. Let us pray.
让我们不要去退缩，让我们一切的成长，一切的面对，让我们一切都有祈祷。
Lord, you have created heaven and earth.
主啊，你是去创造一个天地万物。
And you have given us ups and downs, green pastures and the valley of shadow of death, for us to be more like you.
让我们给到我们有一个生命，给我们更加的学习，有高高低低，让我们经历，让我们更加去像你。
Lord, when we are at the brink of turning away from you, would you hold us?Mightily with your arm.
主要我们有时是会跌倒，但是主要靠你会让你的伸开你的尸手扶持我们。
Would you use the mouth of these church brothers and sisters of the body of Christ to remind each other and remind themselves who you are and what you have done for their sin?
让主要让我们弟兄姊妹互相鼓励，让我们互相的去摩擦。让我们去给我们自己知道就说你所是哪一位你所有的工作
And would you also remind us the warnings that you have for us
都是互相的去给到我们去鼓励我虽然有一个救恩也给到我们一个警告
Just as sin, the existence of sin reveals the graciousness and mercifulness of God allow all of these warnings to manifestYour love for us.
係我哋罪當中，我哋人生邊係活在一個罪嘅當中，但係因為著你嘅救恩，我哋得到一個拯救。
And allow us to boldly approach the throne of grace, in arms with others, and call you Abba Father.
讓我哋一齊嘅弟兄姊妹攜手喺你嘅面前，讓我哋能夠稱呼稱你為阿爸父。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
我咁祈禱奉教主耶穌名字祈求，阿門。